Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Rainer's Radio, practical training for joint heirs with Christ, with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good evening, and welcome to Rainer's Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host, and we have been talking about hearing God's voice, how we recognize it, how we objectively, what we can objectively do to develop our ability to hear Him, that it's not a special anointing or a special gift, but every single one of us can hear Him clearly and with confidence, know what we're hearing and know what to do with it. We don't need to be wandering around wondering, is that God? Did I really hear Him? Every single one of us, if we've been born again, have the opportunity to know God so well that we know what's on His heart for us, for others, for the times we live in. So our purpose, our project is to lay out what those steps are, what the homework is that you can do. Now, nobody can do this for you. You have to value God's presence in your life enough to give Him priority. Every single one of us can find other things to do besides waiting on God. But waiting on God is something each one of us can do. When we give Him an inch in our lives, just opening that door a little bit, He comes in like a flood. He comes rushing in. He'll take a mile when we give Him just a little bit of room. Because His desire for us is to be known. He wants you to know Him. He wants you to want Him. And as far as we know, that if we could just get that down, hearing His voice, discerning what He's doing in our lives, discerning His presence, recognizing His presence, if we could just get that down, what could stop us from accomplishing anything He wants to do in and through us? We would be so on track with Him. Because remember, He's going to do what He wants to do. He doesn't need your help or mine. Doesn't need anybody's help. But we get the privilege of being with Him. And there's things that He wants to teach us and train us and heal us that may be a lot easier to do now than during whatever's coming next. It's like learning math. If you don't learn first how to add and subtract, then when you get to multiplying, that's going to throw you off, let alone when you get to algebra and geometry. If you don't know how to add and subtract, just continuing on, you're only going to get farther and farther behind. So we don't know what God has next for us, any of us, as individuals or as a group or in time. But I want to know I'm learning what I'm supposed to be learning now. And God can be our personal guidance counselor. So many of us just want to know if we're on the right track, if we're doing what we're supposed to be doing, if we're, you know, sort of in His will. Well, of course you're in His will. You're spiritually, you're in His will. But is your soul being conformed to the original purpose of being one, spirit, soul, and body? Are you carrying the wounds around that you don't need to? Are you believing lies that are keeping you from freedom? Let's not settle for anything less than everything God wants for us. Now, it will cost us. It'll cost our flesh. It'll cost our lifestyle. That doesn't mean we don't get to have fun or enjoy this life. God certainly wants us to enjoy this life. It's His gift, and it's enjoyable. But far too often we are indulgent of that very part of us that keeps us from being able to enjoy Him. God knows far better what you need than we ever could. So, Lord, we ask right now, You do know whatever's best for us, and we just ask that You have Your way in our lives. Lord, give us eyes to see whatever You're doing in our lives as from You. What's the purpose behind it, Lord? What are we to learn? Lord, teach us to turn to You in whatever the circumstance is. Lord, You have something to say about this. Is this an attack from one of our enemies? Is this something I can take authority over? Lord, teach me what You want me to learn about this particular situation. And then do it. Remember, there's nothing in your life that God doesn't have control over, that God didn't purpose specifically to be in your life right now. Lord, I also ask that You give us all a taste of that joy and comfort and peace and hope and anticipation of what You have next. Give us a new spark, a new desire to want all of You. And Lord, any healing You want to accomplish right now, I just ask that physical healings, You just do what You want to do, Lord. We just receive that healing that You want to give. Those wounds, Lord, whether You want to expose them first or just heal them, I just ask that You would heal those wounds right now, whether they're physical, emotional, part of our soul, part of our body, Lord, doesn't matter. We give You permission. Or we also give You permission to reveal any area where we're believing a lie that You want to deal with. A lie about who You are, a lie that we're believing about others, or even a lie that we're believing about ourselves. We want truth. And we know you're the only one who has it. You're the only one who is it. Lord, we thank you for bringing us this far. And we thank you for where you're taking us. We thank you because we know we're going to enjoy it. It's going to be worth it because you are worth it. And we take authority, the authority that's ours, spirit beings. We take authority over all demonic interference or influence in our lives right now. Anything that's been sent or invited or inherited, any witchcraft that's intentional or sent, we just break that right now. Anything that's regional or neighborly or even nationwide, we just break that over our lives right now. Lord, teach us the sphere of our authority. Teach us how to exercise our authority over these things. Lord, we take authority now. Those things that don't have a right to be here, that are broken now, you must go, and you must go now, and you must go where Jesus sends you, and you cannot come back. And Lord, to the senders, we just ask that you would reveal yourself. Do what you want to do in their lives as well. And Lord, for those who are misled, reveal truth. Reveal the deception that they've been under. Lord, we also take authority over the strongholds of this world system. Time pressure and peer pressure. And even the things in our physical body that we've accepted as inevitable. Aging and tiredness. We just take authority over those things. Lord, I just ask that you give us such a desire for you that all other things of this world just fall away, that we are consumed with knowing you, with the joy of knowing you. So, Lord, I ask that you also, whatever you're doing in each one of our individual souls, to free our soul from the habits that it's developed. Put your finger on those areas, Lord, and be very clear and specific in showing us what you're doing. Not that we have to do, but teach us to see your activity in our lives, that you are trustworthy. You can be relied on. We can have confidence that you are working on our behalf at all times. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for what you're doing, period. We know you've got this all under control. Thank you. So we've been talking about hearing the voice of the Lord, the things we can do, the approaches that are involved. And again, this is just our approach. If you are following another approach, another pattern, another teaching, that's fine as long as it's working. It's the end goal that's important. Are you gaining confidence that you are hearing from God more clearly and clearly every day? That's the important thing. So now we're going to start talking about three different ways to objectively evaluate how you're doing This is, God wants to encourage us. And this is one of the ways he encourages us, as he gives us tools and weapons and then teaches us how to use them. Just like when we learn how to write, we're given a pencil and paper, and then we start using it to communicate. Well, God gives us objective tools to be able to see and communicate, and with God and with ourselves and with others, to be able to see how we're doing. All for the purpose of recognizing, discerning the voice of the Lord. How do we know it's him? Previously, we've looked at the stages in developing our ability to hear. So now we're going to start looking practically at learning how to recognize his voice for ourselves. Now remember, God's voice is always talking to you. God is always talking to you. But it's in your spirit. Your spirit is always in communion with God. Now, say you have a thirst or a desire that you want a more intimate, real, objective knowledge of God and want to be able to hear him more clearly and more often in your conscious awareness, in your day-to-day life. Say you want to, you've decided you want to cultivate, you want to objectively do what you need to do to put in the time and attention in order to develop a relationship with God. Are there things we can do? Absolutely. How do we start? So often we've talked about spending time with him. Okay, so you've been spending time with him. What are the things that are happening while you're spending time with him? Not just as you spend time with him, but throughout the day. And when you start setting aside specific times, there are things that we can objectively look at as far as our communication with God that will, again, give us that encouragement that we are hearing him objectively. Again, not like, oh, I think that's him. I think I heard God. I think that was the Spirit moving. God wants you to know that was you. Yeah, that's me. So we want to be objective. We want to know what we are sensing and discerning and hearing. So there are three main ways that we can evaluate what we're hearing. And the first is identifying who is talking. The second is understanding, recognizing what is being said, either by God revealing it to us or just experiencing the circumstances in our lives. And then finally, responding. What do we do with what we've heard? And by using this approach, our goal is to put structure to the process. Certainly God can do whatever he wants in revealing himself. But our purpose is to take away some of that, some of those questioning. You know, am I doing this right? Am I on the right track? Am I hearing him? Was that him? Okay, now what? You know, what part is my part? What God's part? We want to make it as, we want the process to be easier, not harder. So by putting some structure, just like a lesson plan, first we're going to do step A, then step B, then step C. And if you do step A, and then B, and then C, you'll get these consistent results. Again, not because there's any magic in the steps, but because God wants you to know him. He wants, your spirit already knows him, and both your spirit and God himself want to, for your soul, which is where you're living now, to know what's going on in the spirit realm. So let's start with step one, identification. Who is talking? And this is critical to understand. God has given you ears to hear. This is not an activity that is you dependent or anointing dependent or gift dependent or what church you belong to or how well you know the scriptures or how much you want it. God gives us ears to hear him. So the first step in hearing the voice of the Lord is recognizing that you are hearing something. Now, this may involve the Lord needing to clean out your ears and perhaps even clearing away some wounds and beliefs that are keeping you from hearing clearly. You may not necessarily be aware of him doing this. But the more you take on this approach, you may find yourself going in an unexpected direction. You may be thinking, Lord, I want to hear you. I want to be able to recognize you. And you may be in your soul be concentrating on wanting to hear him, and you may find yourself in the midst of emotional turmoil, for instance, and find that God is much more interested in bringing healing in certain areas or freeing you from lies you believe or correcting relationships or dealing with past guilt. What he knows is those things keep us from recognizing his voice. So when we start saying, God, I want to know you, he says, great, let's deal with the things that are keeping you from it. So don't be surprised that if you start down this road, going to be a lot of detours. There's going to be a lot of way stations where he'll take you aside, a lot of rest areas, where he'll take you aside and bring you healing, bring you forgiveness, bring you through restoration. It's all part of the same process. Because it's all about becoming one, spirit, soul, and body. Now, some of us need our ears cleaned. We've just got a little dirt in them that has muffled and affected our ability to hear, distorted our hearing, or even prevented it. And that cleaning may be annoying or even painful, but that's all it is it doesn't take much. Others may even need to have their eardrums pierced to relieve the pressure of the perhaps generational condemnation, guilt, or even demonic oppression. But God is going to do whatever is necessary to give you ears to hear. That's his job. So whatever the condition of your ears right now, ask God to give you ears that hear and a heart to respond. We often miss that connection between the circumstances in our life and the direction that God is giving us, simply because we have a preconceived idea of what the Lord's voice sounds like and how he speaks. Again, the Lord himself will give you the ears you need to hear him and teach you how to hear him, discern his voice. Give him time, spend time with him. He will do the rest. Remind yourself that knowing God is simple. We often want to make knowing God, the religious stuff, complex. Something you have to go to seminary for, or have to have a special anointing or a gift. Can't be just for everybody. Well, yes, it is. It's our birthright to be able to hear him. But we do recognize that for reasons of control, or in order to try to keep our from having to change our beliefs, or even experiencing the pain that often accompanies getting healed, we will sometimes make it complex to avoid it. But hearing is simple. Knowing God is simple. So here's a simple phrase to ask while you're in this process. Well, permanently. God, is that you? Lord, is that you? We can come up with all kinds of guidelines, which indeed may be helpful. But the bottom line that we're after is the answer to that question. Is that you, Lord? And the more that we can accept that there's that simplicity in our relationship, that's our starting point. It's not any more complicated than that. So practice that this week. Spend time with God. And when you sense a presence or a thought or a change, Lord, is that you? Ask the Lord, Lord, is there any area in my life that you want to touch, that you want to change in order for me to hear you better? Lord, open my ears. I want to be able to hear you perfectly. If you've got any questions or feedback, feel free to drop me a line at diane@therainersclub.org. Otherwise, we'll be getting back together again this time next week. Until then, thanks for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas of Rainers Radio. Have a great night.